If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance, take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Good,
that's
good.
That's how it's starting.
This is the great, great beginning of the show.
I don't want to do this. I just don't. I don't think it's a good idea. I'm brothers together for advising, telling people.
Tell them our setup.
Tell them what they don't. What?
We got a gorilla setup.
Three of us are around a mic, and we're so close. It's despicable. Like, it's gross. I can feel Griffin's whiskers on my cheek.
There's an odd number of us. I think
you're too far. You gotta come close. I say this because we only have one mic, so I know for a fact you have to get close.
We gotta take a vote if we should continue this show or if we should just abort it.
When would we do it if we aborted it?
We'll figure out another time.
I support our right to choose.
All right.
So advice, right? What's the story with that?
Is that how we're beginning the episode? That's the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, that's how it begins. Advice, what's the story with that? What is the story?
What's the dealio?
Hit us with some queries.
Hey there, my boyfriend has been struggling with an addiction to internet porn for a long time. Neither he nor I like this issue that he has to deal with and would rather him get over it as soon as possible. What can I do to help? What are your suggestions to him? Thanks, Tenery. What? Tenery? All right, we'll allow it.
Let me see if I get this straight. Your BF, your boyfriend, is addicted to internet porn.
Can you be addicted?
No. That is not a thing that happens. Addiction is a physical thing.
There it is.
So he really likes internet porn. How do you stop that?
Get it. We live without the internet for thousands of years. Just cancel it.
Yeah, just get it sexy.
What?
I'm just saying if she's asking for a way to help. She needs to get it sexy. Tenery needs to sex it up. She needs to replace internet porn.
Have you seen the internet? What, like, the things those people are willing to do are just despicable. How could a regular woman hope to live up to that?
Well, I guess the real question is, how much do you love your boyfriend? You love your boyfriend enough to foot crush some stuff?
I'm talking about, like, the difference between love and just physical, like, just laws. You can't be as big as the internet. You can't be as sexy as it. The internet's on 24/7. It's available for you. It's going to cater to whatever bizarre desire you want.
The internet is like a sex hydra, right? It's like a sex hydra. You can cut off its heads, but another one's just going to spring right back into place.
Yeah. So I would say cancel your internet because it's the only way. You got to keep them from the internet because the internet is pretty much just porn these days.
Or maybe it's something you two could share together. Watch that internet porn together. Make it a magical moment.
No, that's like creepy. Weird.
It's creepy.
Weird.
Maybe you need to cancel your boyfriend.
Justin, you're pushing me.
You're not. We got one mic. Do you remember one mic? Remember this?
One mic, one love?
I think my levels look pretty tight, but I'm saying real good. Cancel that.
Cancel that boyfriend.
I'm a chubby guy, and I've never been in a relationship. That's half true. It's not that I have a problem talking to bitches or anything. It's just, well, there's your problem right there. You got to stop calling them bitches. No, he didn't call them bitches. It's girls. It's just the only girls I find attractive are out of my league and can never work up the courage to actually ask them out. Let me help you out with this, man. Lower them standards. You got them too high. You're reaching for dust bunnies on the ceiling. We got shit under your couch. It needs to be dealt with. Lower that standard.
There's no such thing as out of your league, bro.
Yeah, except there is that. Wait. Let me correct you. There's no such thing as out of your league if you're hugely physically attractive, because then anything is within your reach. I would say your problem is you're getting intimidated because you don't have the skills yet. You're trying to friggin' knock one out of the park when you should just be trying to pick up a grounder.
You know, everyone wants to buy that Corvette first car out, but you just don't have the capital for that, man. You're gonna need to get that used Kia.
Yeah, you don't have the juice.
You consider hopping on that Atkins diet train?
Get that Atkins.
Hit that ketosis. Drop about 50.
Get your keto.
Get your keto up. drop about 50 in a week, and then you pick up a fly honey, and then you start eating your breads and your
balloon.
Pastas again, and then
you balloon right up,
and you're like, too late, you're already with this.
It's lady confusion.
She'll never know what's fucking here.
Hey, Yahoo Answers user Charlie asks, Christians, if we discover aliens, should we share the gospel with them? Does Jesus love aliens too?
It's deep.
I would think that it takes so much energy to love people that, like, he's got to have an outlet, and the outlet is probably hating people from other planets.
I love everyone on Earth, but everywhere else, fuck them.
Well, do you remember Independence Day, right? The end of Independence Day, right when Will Smith, he fired the nuke, but it didn't go off until a miracle happened, and then it blew up the mothership and saving the planet.
And that miracle was Randy Quaid.
That miracle was Jesus' love, blowing up aliens.
Through Randy Quaid?
Through Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid wasn't in that film.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was. You're too young to remember, because you just remember him as a hero.
Because you're a child.
You've replaced him in your mind's eye with Jesus.
Wasn't that Dennis Quaid?
No, it was Randy. he does hate people from other planets, but at the millennial Jesus convention, he always covers it up. Like, he doesn't tell Mars Jesus that he hates Martians.
So it's a franchise, right? Because I've always assumed that that's
Jesus
how it
franchise.
Works.
Jupiter Jesus is my new stage name, by the way.
You should have been there. You should have been there when they excommunicated Pluto Jesus. It was crazy.
No Jesuses for moons. Get out of here, Pluto Jesus is also my favorite Eddie Murphy movie.
This summer, Eddie Murphy is Pluto Jesus. I work as a lead at a coffee house. How can I best impress the virtue of cleaning up after oneself on my coworkers and boss?
Hey, you're not the boss. Don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry about your boss. Let him do his thing. Your coworkers, just the first time, the next time I leave trash around, pick it up and throw it at their face. Probably when they're busy.
Slash a couple tires and that shit changes around real quick.
Just be careful that you don't get murdered.
Wow, man. Yeah, don't get murdered. Seriously.
There's a callback to last week's show. It's okay. It was a long time ago. It's been a long week.
Just don't get murdered. The 21st of June will be my birthday. I'm looking for advice on how to kick it like a McElroy. Any suggestions short of drinking out of children's beach toys would be much obliged, as I'm only turning 19. James, 19 years old. That's a rough age, because you're not an adult anymore. I mean, you're still an adult, but you're not turning into an adult, and you're still 2 years away from any practical upshot. Even 20 is cool because you're in your 20s. So I guess what I'm saying is keep it on the silent.
Yeah. Just do it, but do it undercover.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, sit at home by yourself, eat a cupcake, keep it quiet. Blow out an unlit candle.
No. Don't bother people with it, man.
Keep it shit. Nobody cares. Call us in a year.
It's just keep it quiet.
So you're not suggesting he practice some surreptitious flaskmanship?
No.
You're saying
because
just take a chill pill.
Everybody's first question is going to be, how old? And you're going to be like, 19. And they'll be like, eh.
What did you do?
Okay. Well, not a big deal, but I guess.
You vote?
19 wasn't a great year. So have fun, James.
You did it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it. Drink it in. Drink it deep. I haven't been for a checkup in years and decided it's about that time. The only problem is I really dislike the idea of another guy touching my wiener. Whatever the context. Would I come across as some degenerate if I asked specifically for a female doctor? Is it normal for a guy to outright refuse to have a male doctor in a wiener-related circumstance?
Dog, I feel so completely the opposite on this subject that I only want a dude touching my wiener when it comes to
what if physicians. You have a female doctor and she chuckles? What if there's a chuckle?
I made the decision when I went in that he was going to be just as uncomfortable as I am. Like, if I'm going to be uncomfortable in this situation, guess what, brah? So are you. Put your finger in my butthole.
Try to use the phrase, get it, as much as possible. So, like, get it.
Or just like that.
Just like that. Just like that.
One finger, that's all you can get in there? Is that all you got?
Sometimes you can distract yourself from feeling awkward by making someone else feel worse. I mean more awkward.
Or just worse, just insult them while they're down there holding your wiener. Just like, by the way, your haircut is ugly.
So go into the office fully erect is basically what you're saying, and don't ever address it. Be like, this is soft for me.
Yeah. This is my flaccid.
Why don't you try to remember he's trying to keep you from having prostate cancer? You terrible, terrible, selfish person. The worst, he's not even going to touch your wiener. Worst case scenario, he's going to cup them balls. It's not biggie. No big.
Juice that nut. Yahoo Answers user Tesorio asks, how do my nipples hurt?
Could you spell that, please?
How do my nipples hurt? I think that's supposed to be how do my nipples hurt and not like some sort of archaic, like, how do my nipples hurt? I went swimming today at the lake while we were in the water for like an hour or so, and my nipples started hurting like after an hour. Why is that? I was wearing a t-shirt. They really hurt, like they sting. What can I do to make it stop?
It's the t-shirt, man. Your nipples are sensitive. Some people say they're the most sensitive organ on your body. And you've got a wet t-shirt there. They're just rubbing. Just rubbing on it.
Oh, just God. I'm taking a turn.
Just rubbing on it.
Remember those boogie boards we got? We went to the beach one time and got these boogie boards. They had the texture of sandpaper. We would just dive in the ocean on them, like nipple first. Like we'd land directly on our nipples.
Funny McElroy fact, our chests are all sandpaper smooth. Like all like nipples gone, no belly buttons. It's just a flat sheet. It's really weird. Medical mysteries.
Griffin, ask a question.
I'm going to do this two Yahoos in a row. I'm pressing it. What is the best flavor of jelly? We don't have to answer this one, but someone went on the internet with this burning question that he had to fucking crowdsource. What is the best flavor of jelly?
The worst thing is he's still... I'm looking at zero answers. That means he's still standing.
Let me refresh.
Still standing at the Kroger.
Oh, there's actually 10 answers, so let's get on the list. Strawberry. Someone just says jelly! Jelly is the best flavor of jelly.
Jelly flavored jelly. Get that jelly.
It's just a matter of opinion. Mine is peach. Grape. But even better is grape jam. Pear preserves by Braswell's are awesome. Boob flavor. No. Get it? Grape and strawberry. Raspberry. I love orange marmalade. But my favorite is whatever is available for toast at the time. It depends on the person. I personally prefer grape. Boysenberry.
What a weirdo.
How did nobody say KY? How did nobody say KY? As unclever and awful as these people are, nobody said KY.
They really are the worst. And the worst is being under the illusion. I don't know what's worse, that someone is curious what other people think about jelly, or that someone thinks that they're curious about what they think about jelly. Like, I'm going to get on here and answer this guy. He needs his info.
But listen, Robbie, if you are listening, get that rose jelly. We had some of that rose petal
dear
jelly.
Jesus, it's delicious.
You can only get it in Britain, but it's worth the investment.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Smear that on your English muffin and you'll...
I have two gay brothers whose wedding... Sorry, I misread it. I have a gay brother whose wedding is coming up soon. I'm the best man at the wedding. I'm very happy for him and wish him the best of luck. My girlfriend, who is supposed to accompany me to the wedding, has expressed her dislike for gay rights and gay marriage. She's expressed her unwillingness to come to the wedding due to her own beliefs. What the fuck do I do? Andrew, that's a tough putt, man.
Sticky wicket.
Sticky wicket.
I've been thinking about this, and I have an idea. I'd like to play a game.
All right, fine.
Okay. We're going to play a point-counterpoint game, right?
Sure. Which one am I?
Justin, you are going to be pro-gay marriage. Okay. Griffin, you are going to be anti-gay marriage. Justin, go.
Okay. I think gay should be married.
Okay, Griffin, go.
It's yucky, and it's a union that I respect, and frankly...
Love is real.
Well, is it real if it's two mouths, two man mouths?
He's been married seven times.
Right, but
Andrew, I hope that helps.
How many times have they married men? How many times did his man mouth touch another man mouth?
What's wrong with that? It's beautiful.
This is role
I've
play.
Seen a lot of movies, and I know the way that this shakes out. Is that your brother and his free-spirited husband meet your girlfriend, and they enchant her with their love and convince her that she was wrong all along? I've seen La Cage aux Folles. I know how it goes.
Or it pulls the Saving Silverman, and you kick Amanda Pete to the curb.
Yeah, and also probably the case is she just doesn't want to go to the wedding because going to weddings sucks. So
gay or straight, weddings are not
gay weddings
fun.
Are the bomb, y'all.
Are they fun?
They're dope.
Yeah, I've never been to one. I gotta get down on that.
They're very brief, and the catering is usually very snappy.
Yeah, and everyone wears briefs, which is weird. my first wedding anniversary is coming up on July 21st and could use your expert advice on a cool gift for my husband. His primary hobby is gaming, but I typically steer away from buying games as he researches and buys those for himself. He also loves our college basketball team. That's nondescript, but I've already bought him all sorts of
team.
He enjoys local team. All sorts of team-related paraphernalia over the years. Now I'm at a loss, so I'm hoping that y'all can come up with a great anniversary gift for a 30-year-old guy. Any suggestions will be much appreciated. My husband is a big fan of the podcast, so a mention on the show would be a little gift all by itself. Feel free to shout out my excellent husband, Jonathan, if you're so inclined. That's from Rebecca. So shout out to Jonathan. I have a perfect gift. Track down Tenery's husband, get him to make you a guide to all the hot sites. It's a gift that says, hey, I'm cool. I'm down. I know you have needs, and this is a guide made specially for you.
I feel like we used up all of our good gift suggestions last week, but I'm sure that we still got some in the tank. Have you considered a home brewing kit?
Ooh, always good.
It's good. Home brewing kits is a great idea. Maybe you could wait for your beer to be done cooking as you explore all the new pornography sites that Tenery's husband turns around to.
Meats. Some form of meats. Maybe a meat subscription.
A meat of the month club? Is that a thing that exists?
Sure.
It should be noted that the two of them haven't received a gift for many years. So this is largely from memory and what they've read in Charles Dickens books.
Torches? Buck knives? Are these things that people... Coffers?
Darning wool?
Orphans. How many orphans does he have?
A bolt of calico.
Twine. Does he have... Twine. How's his twine supply?
How's his lard?
How about a lesson in love? Yahoo Answers user Anna asks, how do you French kiss? Well, first you need to find a partner. Then you would just kiss regularly, but you need to put your tongue in each other's mouth. There is so much more to it than that, Anna.
You know Anna, what?
There is so much more to it than that.
Fuck Anna for asking how to French kiss than explaining how to French kiss. Is it a question or an answer, Anna? Nobody's going to want
it. This is great. One of the answers is, don't suddenly put it in and wiggle it around. Blur, that's a turnoff. You need to do it very gently and softly. Good advice in the link above. That's how I learned to do it. And then there's a link to a wiki page on how to French kiss. Fuck you, internet. Fuck the internet. I had to learn that shit at 15 by myself, scared.
Is my problem with the internet. For every site that's like, how do you make, you know, a baked potato? Where it's like, oh, that's really helpful. Then someone feels the need to create a page that's like, here's how you French kiss. Fuck you. I don't need it. Why is that a thing on the internet that I would ever look up?
Why don't you stop being such a sinner?
Everyone's got to figure that shit out by themselves at age 15, and it's like going into an arena against an angry lion, and it's the scariest moment in your life. Yep. And you're either going to come out a champion, or you'll be fish mouth for the rest of your high school career.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Almost 2 months ago, my fiancé and I broke up after dating for 5.5 years. We are still living with each other, but I will be moving out July 1st, okay? Within the last month, I've discovered that she has been hooking up with my best friend since childhood. That is gross. Obviously, I'm angry about this since he was slated to be my best man, and he was, when this whole time, he was hers. And I just extemporaneized that. It wasn't in the email. The first person I turned to for consolation after the breakup. Oh, ouch, man. And even with my knowledge of this, he still continues to talk to her, and I know that things are going to pick up more so after I move. I've tried to get past this, but in my mind, it's very difficult. I value my friendship with both of these people. Why? Very much. And I don't want to waste my life holding grudges. I know they didn't do this with any intended malice towards me, but it's very difficult to put behind me. Any advice on how to deal with it? Jeff! I gotta say, man, you're already dealing with this pretty cool. I mean, like you seem to be dealing with this pretty maturely. You're gonna feel hurt; it's gonna happen. But don't be in a rush to try to forgive him. Sometimes, no matter how much you care about people, you gotta say "fuck you." That's some cold shit, life.
And if I can play devil's advocate here, Jeff, intended or not, this is your ex-fiance of 5.5 years and best friend since childhood. So the malice. Whether they should, that's something they probably considered and said, fuck it, he'll be mad. So there is a little bit of not so good feelings there. So it's perfectly normal that you're still dealing with it and not completely over it.
Fuck him, Jeff.
Fuck him, Jeff. Get out of there.
Yeah, screw them, Jeff. Move out before July 1st. July 1st, Jeff, you can get aim. Come stay with us.
Come on. This is a safe place.
Come stay with Griffin.
Come stay with... Well, I'm moving July 1st.
Perfect. The two of your roomies. Hey, guys. Hey. So this last year, I had my own apartment, and it was where my friends and I would hang out basically all the time because it was centrally located between all of us, and B, the lack of parents' rents, if you prefer, was nice as well. But because of grades and money, I'm moving back home with my parents in August. It's putting me closer to some of my friends, but putting me almost 20 to 30 minutes away from some others. I just worried our group of friends is going to fall apart without that central place to hang out. What can I and my friends as a group do to make sure this doesn't happen?
You gotta find a peach pit.
Hey, Ian. How about you focus on your grades?
Yeah.
So you can move out of your parents' house and get a job.
Dude, he's like, and it your peach like he's
pit.
High school.
Find your peach pit.
It sounds like he's a high schooler. That's how it.
He's a high schooler with his own apartment. He's Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
Listen, dumb shit. If you're not even gonna listen to the questions, I can't. What advice are you gonna give that's gonna be worthwhile or practical?
Find a third party hangout location, a peach pit or a pub, a Gino's
pub and family fun center. Get your ski ball on.
Cafe. What was the one from Friends?
Friends Cafe.
Central Perk. It was Central Perk.
I think the Friends Cafe was.
What was the one from Joey?
I believe that was also Central Perk.
Pinchel Cirque. Hey, there's my friend's handler.
Hey guys, I got a question. How you doing? You remember Joey? You guys remember when Joey would say, like, pretty frequently, he would be like, how you doing? You remember that? You guys are trying not to laugh. I wish they could see you. You're trying really hard, but you're smirking.
how you doing?
Hey, Jesus, no, but seriously, Christ. How is everything? Fuck! Oh, shit.
I win.
How are you doing?
How many more we have?
Not too many.
Six.
Too many, if you ask me.
Why don't you pick one more off this, and I'll do my last Yahoo.
I love this. Shut it down. But now people are thinking about that. They're worried. We'll probably throw in a bonus one. I just recently have braces for my teeth. What? I just recently have braces for my teeth, and I'm 20 years old. And to be taken off when I'm 22, will women find me less attractive for having braces? I'm not going to answer this question. I'm going to say something. Fuck you if you come to Mbembe. This show is not called Hard Truths. Don't make us deliver hard truths to you. You don't want so, like, if that's all you're seeking out, don't make us be those guys.
Hey, let me drop this on you. Since I'm the only McElroy who was loved enough by his parents to get them braces, yeah, it's gonna be rough for a while, man. You're in for 2 sexless years entirely. But listen, look, when you get out of it, once you break on through to the other side, you're gonna have that fucked up grill you've been sporting your whole life. It's gonna be straight and narrow.
Let us consider the caterpillar. In the poopa. Is that what I say? Is it poopa?
It's poopa. Listen, 20 to 21, those years aren't that great anyway.
What?
Yeah, those years were pretty miserable for me. And so
it's okay. I'm having my first alcoholic beverage. Oh, but clink to get to my braces. You will have a unique life experience that not a lot of people will be able to associate with.
You can open beer bottles on your teeth.
If you could get that trick down, it just became a W. But yeah, they will find you less attractive.
You should be less worried about the lack of female attention you'll encounter in the next 2 years, and worry more about the lack of corn chips you'll be able to eat, because corn chips are completely off the docket.
Maybe you'll get fit. Maybe you'll get... Here's what you gotta do. You gotta counter it. You gotta get so fit and so dope on bass guitar or something that the ladies will be able to find you irresistible.
Reinvent yourself.
It's the new you. It's the new, I don't know your name, but it's the new you. I've recently noticed a trend. This is Form Stream again. I recently noticed a trend where people come up to me and seem interested. Girls come up to me, not just people. That would be a bitter pill. Girls come up to me and seem interested.
Hey,
David. Hello.
David, you're looking real tight.
What are you doing?
You've been blasting that core, I see.
But there will always be a presence of some Whoa, okay.
You know,
okay.
It's French.
I'm going to let this out for you because it's confusing. I've recently noticed a trend where girls will come up to me and seem interested. What was that? Girls? There will always be a presence of some ambiguous male. I've never sure of his role, but I can't ask, is he your boyfriend? Without feeling like a creep. Any advice?
I would say the wording on that makes that sound like the creepiest situation. Who's that guy? Don't worry.
What is your life like? How is your life that there's like just a girl comes? What is she saying? Is she like, hi, I want you to meet my boyfriend? Because that, like, that's got on lockdown. But what male? Who is this male?
Is it possible that he is her herald? Maybe?
Her squire? Her handler. Maybe he's just there in the background to make sure everything's going, you know, hunky-dory. If she says to you in a very, you know, scary voice, oh, don't worry about him. You need to get out of there, bro.
Yeah, you're out.
This is a bad situation for you to be in.
Maybe she gets off on flirting with guys and then getting her boyfriend to beat the shit out of them.
I've seen that in movies. That's a thing that happens. Isn't it?
I don't see many movies. You ready?
I don't know.
Let's give our instructions.
Got a glimpse at it.
Let's get our instructions.
I don't like this
one.
So
this is going to be... This is episode 10. It's a special one. We're doing it in the same room. And by special, I mean Justin and I both had red-eye flights. And we've had long ones. But I think we pulled it together. Let's see if we can stretch it out to 30 whole minutes.
Okay. Whoa. So if you want to email us... You can do so at mbmbam.com. If you want to check out our FormSpring, it's formspring.me/mbmbam, I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All these things can be... we love it when you tweet quotes from the show and use the mbmbam hashtag that gets us out in the public eye. That's always fun. If you got questions, you can ask them that way, too. And all this stuff can be found out on mbmbam.com. We... love it when you come by and visit, comment on the show, let us know what you thought, review us on iTunes. If you want to know where all the hot porn sites are, check out Tenry's husband. He's got the scoop, the inside poop on inside poop, which is his thing.
Hey, and
that's
hey,
a great site.
Make sure you subscribe. We know you've just been downloading it piecemeal, and that's not the most efficient way to get us into you. So just... just get it. Get it, that subscription, lock it down, and then take it home. And then we'll be there.
Griffin, go ahead and hit us with our last question of the week.
Sure.
This is one to grow on, one to think about.
This one comes to us from Yahoo Answers user Chocolate Bunny, who asks, is it normal to urinate when you have an orgasm, or is that urine? I really want to know if this is normal.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother, and me.
You will never know me.